Beis Talamoid Sukkos, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, the dual identity of Sukkos.
Okay, good morning, everyone. And it's a pleasure to see everyone. Should be a good morning for all of us. Okay, I usually try to refrain from speaking on Chol Hamoed, because the minhag ha'olam is, when I do speak, about 20% fall asleep immediately, and it's shein amichutz la'sukkah, and I don't want to be machshir la'olam. So therefore, b'rishus ha'tzibur, anybody who's going to start dusting up, I'm going to wake him up. B'rishus ha'tzibur.
In the sukkah,
then,
we should
go to the sukkah. What? Unless they're sitting inside the sukkah. So this could be a little bit of chazor for some of the people that I see. We'll try nevertheless to mechadish something. The parsha of Shalosh Regalim appears in the Torah 5 times. It says Shalosh Regalim Tassalach. If you notice, that's our landings in Chol Hamoed. Wherever it says the Shalosh Regalim, that's where we land. And they appear 5 times. Not in Sefer Bereshis, twice in Sefer Shmos, meaning Mishpatim and Kisisa, and then in every Chumash. Pashas Emor, Pashas Pinchas, and Pashas Re. Every time it says Pasach, it says every time Matzah 7 days. In different ways. Shivas Yomi Matzah Stechav, Shivas Yomi Matzah Siyachel. One time it says Sheshes Yomi Matzah Stechav. But it's not Shaykh that they'll be mentioning Pesach without the mitzvah of matzahs. In addition to that, even though it's called Chag HaMatzahs, in addition to that it says, and you should eat matzahs 7 or 6 days. By Sukkos, 4 out of the 5 times, it says nothing of the mitzvah zeil. It's not even called Chag HaSukkos in 3 out of the times. It's called Chag HaOsiv, Petzeis HaShana. Chag HaOsiv, Tkufas HaShana. That's it. And Parshas Re'eh is called Chag HaSukkos. But again, it doesn't say anything about the mitzvahs ayon, which are sitting in a sukkah and taking arba minim. The only time it mentions this mitzvah, these mitzvahs, is in Parshas Emor. And then also, it's mentioned in a very strange way, Amot Nazach, that after it says, Eile v'yadei Hashem, etc., etc., and then it says, Ach v'chamishah asar, and again, and then it spells out the mitzvah zayin as a P.S. So what's going on here? So you could say maybe the question's on Pesach. Why does it have to be mentioned 5 times? So the mitzvah zayin, that will be for Pesach. When we get to the Pesach shiur, we'll speak about that. Why did Pesach? Maybe it makes more sense just to mention it once. Who says that? But I want to know, today, since it's Sukkos, we want to take on that you should mention it every time. It should be mentioned like matzahs, but it's not. 1 out of 5. Why? So that's the question. To answer this question, let's go to another big yisoid, which is, we have 2 cycles of Yom Tovim in Am Yisrael, right? Shalosh Regalim and Yom Neroim. Then you have Midrabanan, Chanukah, Purim, some may add other days, okay? Right? But we have, within the Torah, what do we have? Shalosh Regalim and Yom Neroim. Altogether 5. According to this division, Sukkos belongs to what? Shalosh Regalim. And it has nothing to do with Yom Neroim. It's almost impossible to say that, but that's where the Chumash comes out. Right? Hi, it's so close to Yom Kippur. It's 5 days after Yom Kippur. It happened like that. But it belongs to the other system. To the system of Shalosh Regalim. That's the Chumash, how it appears to be. But the Goyen in Shulchan Aruch, you know what's so special about the Goyes of the Goyen in Shulchan Aruch? That's the only thing that he wrote with his own handwriting. Everything else that we have from the Goyen comes from his Talmidim. The only thing that he wrote with Ksaviyat Kochoy are the Goyes of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Goyes of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos is Yom Kippur B'miksas. That's his way. So maybe there's Yom Kippur, and then there's Yom Kippur B'miksas, and then comes a new Chag that has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's Kasher Lagin Etzeh. Right? It's Shvez Zogidos. So how do we work it out? We gotta be up, Achavre, up. No sleeping here today because it's Sheinu Mechutz HaZuka. Sheinu Mechutz HaZuka. Very good, very good. Okay, always on. So, we regarding the famous question, how come Sukkot is commemorated now, even though we got the Ananiah covered when we came out on Pesach, when we came out of Mitzrayim? So the Torah's famous answer is that now it's evident that it's Hashem Shemayim. Because it's chilly now, it's a little bit cold, so it's evident that we're doing the mitzvah of Hashem Shemayim. But in Pesach, meaning it should have been the Lel HaSeder should be in the Sukkah. That's really should have been. We should have sang Manishtana in the Sukkah. But we don't, because then it won't be noticeable that it's doing the Shem Mitzvah, because then everybody goes out to their house and to the outside. It's nice weather. Okay? Maybe we should go out even when it's colder, to bring out the point even more. Then it's already a mitzvah. And maybe the contrast, when they're coming back in, we go against the traffic. That's what the Torah answers. Okay? The Vilna Gaon has a different dance. And it says, commentary on Shir Shirim, Perek Aleph, does it go? You got a chance to look it up?
Yeah.
Good. And the Gaon says there's something gavaldic. He says, it's true that we got the Amunah covered when we came out of Mitzrayim. It's Emes. But they lasted for a very short time. On Yitzayim Tammuz, and Chet Egel, they were removed. No more Amunah covered. And they reappeared exactly Tesfot Tishrei. 4 months and some days later. Why? What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the Kippur with the Luchas. On Yud Aleph Tishrei, he told the people to bring the materials for the Mishkan. You know, the nature, the certain kind of materials, gold, silver. And that's Yud Aleph. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, it says, Baboyker. The Gemara says they brought 2 consecutive days. On Yud Aleph, he convened Kol Chachmelev. And on Tesvav Tishrei, the Amnei HaKobet came back, because that's when they started building the Mishkan. And that's our Sukkot. Not the Amnei HaKobet that came the first time, rather the Amnei HaKobet that came the second time. That's what the Gaon says. What will the Gaon say, since I want to add a little chiddush to those who already heard this? About the Pasuk, Ki Basukkot Yisrael Shefti Yis B'nei Yisrael B'Yitzio Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. If we're not commemorating that Sukkot, those Amnei HaKobet, so what is he going to do with the Mefereshi Pasuk? I don't know. That means a little beer, according to the Gaon. But the Gaon says that our Sukkot is not the original Amnei HaKobet that came, rather are the ones that reappear again exactly at the Tesvot Tishrei. That's what the Gaon says. What does this do? So it causes us to say that it's a direct continuation of Yom Kippur. Adarabba, the mechila that took place in Yom Kippurim was manifested 5 days later when Amnei HaKobet came back. Could you imagine what the Yidden felt? And I'm serious, try to think for a second. They had Amnei HaKobet, gewaltig. And then Yitzhak Tammuz, no more Amnei HaKobet. And then they did Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos HaShnias, and the Amnei HaKobet reappeared in Tesvot Tishrei. What did the Yidden feel then? Tremendous joy. Baruch Hashem, we're back to what it used to be. Baruch Hashem. Right? Baruch Hashem. That is our Sukkot. According to the Gaon, Sukkot is Chag HaTshuva. But it also is part of Shal Shagolim, that you can't deny. So Sukkot has a dual identity. It belongs to both systems. It's the last Yom Tov of Shal Shagolim, and it's the last Yom Tov of Yom Noah. And if you look in the Parshas Pinchas, in the Korbanos, you see that taka everything in the Korbanos of Sukkot is double. All the other Yom Tovs is Shiva Kvasim, here there's Abayas Kvasim. Every day. All other Yom Tovs is Ayil Echad, here it's Shnei Eilim. It's a double track. Because Sukkot really belongs to both systems. It's the last Yom Tov of Shalosh Hagonim, and it's the last Yom Tov of Yom Noah. And when you enter the Sukkah, you're entering a Sukkah which is indicating that Tshuva works. That other aspect. That's what the Gaon says. Where did the Gaon get it that the Amnei HaKobet were removed in Chet Egel? I don't know. What's the marker? If it wouldn't have been the Gaon, we would say, I don't know. Where did he get it from? Who should they do? Is there any place in Chazal that says that Amnei HaKobet were removed in Chet Egel? Ed Yom. Ed Yom is something else for that. That's not, Ed Yom is the Ksarim. Yes.
But the trumpet of the Gaon. We played on the Hoshafti. The Sukkot Hoshafti has been Israel, and returned the Sukkot to Hoshafti.
No, that's not Hoshafti. That's Hoshafti, it's a different word. Hasidish is okay. The Gaon is Litvish, so what can we do? By the way, tonight's is Yotzeb, no? Oh, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night
is Yotzeb the Gaon. Yotzeb Tishrei. Okay, stop. Good night, good night. May I add just a little side remark that I heard from Rav Hutnis Zatzal? I heard it with my own ears. Rav Yitzchak Hutnis Zatzal. I was so young then, but he told me such convoluted things. He says, the Baal Shem Tov and the Goyim. When you hear these two names, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Machlokes. The Pesh, this Chasidus. The Goyim is not this. What was the main avoid of the Goyim? Feira. Of course, the Torah. What was the main avoid of Chasidus, the Pesh?
Avoida.
What?
Avoida.
Avoida. Let me be more exact.
Simcha.
So here they are. Now we know when big people die, that means they finished their tafkid. The Goyim was nifta on Sukkos, Zman Simchoseinu, and the Baal Shem Tov was nifta on Shavuos, Zman Matan Chaseinu. Each one was nifta, not once Yom Tov. That's what I heard from Avoda. Isn't that unbelievable? Each one died on the end of Yom Tov. So I asked the Rosh Hashiva, I was there 19, 20, I was a little kid. I asked him, what does this mean? He says, think yourself. I guess what I meant to say that Po'oimek, the Goyim, when he said Torah, he meant without Simcha? What kind of Torah is that? And the Besh, when he said Simcha, he meant to be happy clapping? By the expression happy clap, I heard the first time from Mr. Ullman, when I came to England. The first time, happy clapping. Since then, I don't stop saying it. Okay? Okay. So, you think he meant the happy clapping? He meant with Torah. So the Besh was lifted on Shavuos, and the Goyim was lifted on Sukkos. Each one on the end of Yom Tov. A remark of what my team to refer to say it, because he combined both of these worlds. But anyway, let's go back. So the Goyim says that Aronei HaKovet were mistalek on Chatei. What's the source? Not clear. Not clear.
In the Machzama first, when he brings down the Akdoma, the evil go, he brings a message, Shvaya Moshe Esmal Ki For Ruahu, that For Ruah was from the Aronei HaKovet.
Oh, if it's a message, fine. I try to look back, and it came back, it does with Israel? Well, does that say lost anywhere?
Well, he brings the Vilna Gaon's vote.
Yeah, but where did he get it from? Though?
It says For Ruah, who at that time they went.
And that's the one. Asher. Asher. Okay, listen. The guy said it, there's a mucker. But you know what? Today he's the mucker. He's the mucker. He carries that way. He is the mucker. Now, boys, just a few points to clarify with the guy, and then we'll go on. Okay. So they started building the Mishkan of Nesvot Tishrei. It's Yom Tov. How can you build the Mishkan in Yom Tov? It's Yom Tov. And we got Mitzvah in Yom Tov already from the Aron Sinai. This is my first thing when she was here to build a Bessam Mikdash in Yom Tov. So according to the Quran, how did they build the Mishkan in Yom Tov? And he says, my first, they started building a Tezvot Ishmael. What?
How can they bring
a
bonus?
How can they what?
How can they bring if they have no Mishkan?
So therefore they can't bring Korbanos, yeah? So what's the problem? How did they build the Mishkan in Yom Tov? How did they do the Binyan? If the Malachas come from the Mishkan, but we know on Shabbos they didn't build. That's how they built. That's a good guy. So what reason is the Metzia? Al-Rivosh and Simon Tzadivov. Look it up, the Rivosh says, Mukublano, he's not speaking about the going, he's in a mission. He says, Mukublano, that the Issa Malach of Yom Tov only kicked in once the Mishkan was built. Mefarish. And the Klicham, the Kutis Achman and Vayikra brings a lot of eyes to it. Now what? The Issa Malach of Yom Tov only kicked in once the Mishkan was already built, which is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, almost the year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine. That will help. But that's not the question. Since we came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, that's a Gwon Shabbos Daf Mizayim, whenever Pesach Tesvot Tishrei happens, Tesvot Nisan, Tesvot Tishrei is always 6 months and 2 days later. It's always like that. You remember when was Lada Seder last year? Which night of the week was it?
Tuesday, about Monday night.
Monday night. When was Sukkot this year? Wednesday night. It's always like that. If we came out on the Thursday, that means Wednesday night.
Shabbos.
That means it was Shabbos. There's no way you could go to Mishkan on Shabbos. Elamai could say maybe they were Mekadosh Apiriya. And if you're Mekadosh Apiriya, it's like Chloe where they did it. But Rabbeinu Bechaya, Pasha's boy, brings in name Rabbeinu Chananel. She called about Dimi Kabbalah. They're in the Midbar, they were Mekadosh Apir Cheshman. And if you do it Apir Cheshman, there's no way out of it. If Tesvav Nisan was Thursday, Tesvav Tishrei is Shabbos. Ain Malasot. So how could they build the Mishkan on Shabbos? Yom Tov, he came up with a Rivash. What are you going to say about Shabbos? But if you look at the Talmud of Rabbeinu Bechaya over there, named Rabbeinu Chananel, why were they Mekadosh al pi Cheshbon? Why not al pi Riya? Since because they were always surrounded by the Anonim and the Esh. They couldn't see the moon. So they have to be al pi Cheshbon. But since the Gemara tells us that the Yitzhak and Talmuds till do no Anonim, so we're back to Riya. And it could be that maybe, if you're back to Riya, maybe one of those months where you had an extra day, But now it's not only an Efsher. Tosfos says in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis that that year Elul was 30 days. 30 days. That year Elul was 30 days. Which means it's another extra day. But then again, just the Chazal wrote a sefer on history, which is called Seder Olam. And the Goyen has annotations on Seder Olam. And you know what he says over there in Perek Vav? The same Goyen? Then on that year, Yom Kippur came out on the Tuesday. Ooh. So if Yom Kippur came out on a Tuesday, Wednesday is what is, right? Sunday. So it's, everything's okay. It works, everything works the Shita say. That year, it's not because Elul was 30 days. That's what the Tosfos says that Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis. That year, Elul was 30 days. And we may live, so what does it come out? They built on Sunday. Now here in England, this kasha, how could you start on Sunday? Some people want to put on Sunday, maybe more than who knows other days. But okay, but that's before England. So Mele, everything's Meishan. So they started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei, which was a Sunday. And that's when the Anamea Kovet came back. That's what the Gaon says. It's Gevaldik. So it's the Chag HaTshuva. Now let's go on saying, so since we identify in Sukkot that it has two identities, it's a Shalosh of Golim Tegemoyed, and it's a Yom Nevoim Tegemoyed, the Mitzvah Sayom of Lulav and Sukkah, what does that belong to? To the Shalosh of Golim Tegemoyed? To the Yom Nevoim Tegemoyed? Maybe it gets split? Maybe Alba meaning like this, and the Sukkah's like that? It appears that both belong to Yom Nevoim. By Alba meaning it says Beferish, that Yisrael and Umas Olam go into Din, and how do we know who won? Those who come up with the little Vesuk. And on the Sukkah it says Mefesh, it's Golus, which is Mechaper, and it's a Hemshech Kapar, it says that on the Sukkah also. So you could say maybe that these Mitzvahs of Yom of Sukkahs are what? Are Shaykh to the Yom Nevoim Tekes sign of Sukkah, but not to the Shalosh Golim Tekes sign of Sukkah. And that would explain why in Parshas Emo, after you already finished saying the Indian of Sukkah, so what happened then? Then it says, after it says, Elimoy the Hashem, it says, Ach b'chamishasa. Ach b'chamishasa adding a PS of what? Of the Omnivar Tikkatin. That would make sense. So, Allah be Adenu, that Sukkah has two tracks. It's Yom Nevoim, and it's Shalosh Golim, and the Mitzvah Sayyam of Sukkah have to do with Yom Nevoim Tikkatin, and not with the Shalosh Shagam Tikkatin. If that's true, Abaisai, if that's true, so then we can maybe answer the question we started up with. How come the five times that the Torah mentions Ligoli, again, twice in Sefer Shmois, and then in every Chumash, Emo, Pinchas, Re'eh, each time out of the five when it mentions Pesach, it mentions the mitzvah of eating matzahs. It mentions Shiva Sevetechol Matzahs, etc. By Sukkot, four out of the five, it mentions nothing of Chol V'Seyam. It only mentions the Chol V'Seyam only one time, and Parshas Emo as a P.S. Why is the Mitzvah Sayyam of Sukkot less intrinsic than Matzahs of Pesach? Why should that be so? That Matzahs is mentioned five out of five. Forget about Parshas Boy. Parshas Boy is mentioned on its own. I'm speaking about when the Torah mentions Shal Shagoni. So Matzahs made it five out of five. Mitzvah Sayyam of Sukkot made it one out of five. What's up, Shad? But if you go ahead and say that the mitzvahs Yom of Sukkot are only because the Yom Nevoim Tekadin, the other three times it's mentioned, it's out Shalosh Golim. It says Mefesh Shalosh Golim Tachogli. There's no mention there of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So those other four times, what is Sukkot mentioned as? The Shalosh Golim Tekadin. Shalosh Golim Tekadin does have any mitzvahs Yom? Hi, there is mitzvahs Yom of Sukkot of a lulav and Abba Minim and a Sukkah. That's only out there Yom Nevoim Tekadin. And the Torah, the other four times, does not mention Sukkot as Yom Nevoim, but rather as Shalosh Golim. So when is it mentioned as Yom Nevoim? Only at Parshas Emor, only at the second part. So therefore it was mentioned only once. Ma'ashe'en ke Matzahs by Pesach. Pesach for sure has only one identity of Shalosh Golim. Therefore it's mentioned every time. That could be a good terence. On the Segula. 10-10. Okay, good. Besar Abaisai. So that could be that. It's funny, the Meshech Chochma, if you look up in Parshas Re'eh, he speaks about how it's called Chag HaSukkos there. It's the only time that it's called Chag HaSukkos, and he brings on this coin. He brings the coin and shares it. It says after Chetah Egel, now it's called, that's what he says. But I'll call upon him again. I'll just repeat the question. How will the Goyim mefarnes that pasuk? That the sukkos is the result of what happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Those that are now covered were removed. After Dan Abram, maybe Dan Abram wants to say maybe something on that. How will the Goyim mefarnes of the first pasuk? It says, "Ki pasukos hashefti es bnei Yisrael boitzi oisam eretz Mitzrayim." Those that are now covered did not rest. What's choiz of Neil?
Meshach Chochma, in the Parsha of Shpatim, Moses says it, when he says the Chag Osif, two different Yom Tov, the Chag Osif, the Siluka and Ananya Kovit, or the Chag Asuka, and then Ananya Kovit came back.
But it says the Pasuk, keep a Sukkah, so Shabbat is B'nai Yisrael, but Tziyos and Metzvot Zayim.
And after came back.
That's called B'nai Tziyos and Metzvot Zayim.
It's the same analogy. Oh, goofy, why when they came back, not Yisrael, it's a true way, but it's the same analogy.
So meaning it's going back to what... Okay, I hear. I'm sure we can say that. It's Chos of Anil.
What was the question?
The question was, Dudi is the one who wrote the whole show here. So Dudi, you definitely deserve. According to the coin, the Aranei HaKovod that we got from coming out of Mitzrayim are not the Aranei HaKovod that we're commemorating. Because they were removed immediately after Chetah Egel. We're speaking about the Aranei HaKovod that came back after Tzvot Tishrei half a year later. So how could you say, Tishu Basukos? Ki Basukos or Shafti es Bnei Yisrael, but we see Oysam as Mitzrayim. That's a half a year later.
Fine, so just
find
the ones later on.
That's
after we left, we got
back. Boitzi, that's what when I took them out. That's what it makes, Boitzi.
So you could bring those ones.
Why? So the ones, in other
words, it's that needs to be talking about
the ones we got, but it's this one, that's how it sounds.
How would you know?
How would what?
How does Bruno
know? So what's my question? So according to the coin, that's not the Aranei HaKovod that we're commemorating. And Shea Hashem, he says, our sukkah is the Aranei HaKovod that came back at Tzvot Tishrei.
I wasn't listening
to that. Okay, let's start over again. There's a coin, Shea Hashem. Okay, we're going to finish at 10:30, David. Like I said, we're starting at 10:30. Okay. But it's very good. So this needs beer. This needs beer. I'll say a little bit that I hear for Timotzin.
You mentioned that the whole point of the Aranei HaKovod returning is in order to demonstrate that Shuva works.
That's right.
And Shuva is taking us back to where we were at the
beginning.
So therefore we're going back to where we were before.
We're going to where it could be. It happened between the two. Okay, Efshar. Listen, not bad. You know, in England, that's how they talk, right? How are you doing today? Not too bad. That's what they answer. Right? I once asked them, why didn't you say good? Says by us, that's called good. That's how we say good. That's good. I said, I'll figure out that even if she tells us that's not called good. In the beginning of the day, do you tell someone you should have a not too bad day? Or you say have a good day? You say have a good day. Well, if someone say have a not too bad day, you say that's not what you wish for me. I think it's such a not Jewish answer. I'm serious about saying it's not Jewish to say not too bad. It's oy banana. There's a yid in your shalat that I know. Called Rabbi Kramer, who's a man already today in his 80s, whenever I ask him, Rabbi Kramer, how are you doing? Could not be better. That's the Yiddish answer.
As always.
That's what he says. So I asked him once, Rabbi Kramer, if your blood pressure would be 120 over 80, and you would have 50 million pounds in the bank, wouldn't that be better? He says, I believe in Hashgacha Pratis. If this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me, that's the best for me. I may think that if I'll have this, I'll have that, it's better for me. But who says I'm right? I trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu's judgment. And if this is what he's giving to me, that's the best for me. Give the answer. Could not be better. Well, boy, so let's make up on ourselves for the next year. If anybody asks you how you're doing, you should answer, could not be better. You're going to see what people are going to start telling you. What? What do you say? But you know what? At least make up on yourselves never to say, not too bad. It's Kodesh. It's not Kodesh. Isn't this the Yiddish answer? Okay, so let's just conclude. Once we're comparing the mitzvah zayin of Pesach and Sukkot together, here comes a question that someone showed me just 2-3 days ago. A Rosh girl here in the Kila, Reb Yitzchak, I forgot his name. What? Yeah? A famous guest I had all the years, and he told me the Baal HaMor asks it. And I looked it up, and I saw he's right. How come the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of matzah, the Gemara compares the two? Tezvav, tezvav. And it's a reshus the rest of the days, and it's a chayva on the first night. And both of them. So how come every time you enter a sukkah, throughout the whole week of sukkah, so you make a bracha, asher kiddushanu mitzvayis mitzvayin leishu basukkah, and you don't make a parallel bracha on matzahs? Why not? Both are a chayva only on the first night, and both are a reshus selling mitzvah on the other days.
You say, because matzi don't know that you're eating because you're hungry. It's going to sukkah, going out of the thing.
What? That's again, that's a pita chasidus, but it can't answer a bracha. A bracha is of doing a mitzvah, not doing a mitzvah. Every time you do a mitzvah, maybe you should do the same because of that. End of the myself. But someone showed me the Baal Mar, at the end of Rabbi Pesachim, that asked the Kasha. And you know what he answers? That it's impossible. Of course, you could eat the whole 7 days without going into sukkah, fruits and vegetables. But you cannot sleep for 7 days outside of sukkah. I mean, you can't sleep, you cannot go sleepless for 7 days. So you're going to have to enter the sukkah sooner or later. So since you have to enter the sukkah sooner or later, so it's a chiyuv. Hashem can matzah, you can go 7 days without any matzah. That's what the Maal was. I saw this. It's on the Moira. Which gives you a little bit of room. I have another 3-4 minutes to Moira, a little bit of tzibul. Again, I'm an American Israeli, which is the worst combination, as you know. It can be worse. Here in England, the mitzvah of sleeping inside a sukkah did not make it. I don't know why. I don't know. They say it's cold. I'll tell you the truth. I slept the last 3 nights in a sukkah with a heater. It was gewaltig. Nothing happened to me. The man, Baruch Hashem, look.
Couldn't be better.
There's somehow... It says, the Amor says that people maybe are only medakta kibbutz, says, but the goin, because you can't sleep without your wife, with your wife. But the Meshurah brings the name of the goin, and especially some people that have the sukkah inside their home. What's the big deal? And as he saw, it's very nahum that everybody sleeps in a sukkah, also in America. Quite a, I must say, where I sleep, and you invited to my sukkah, I have a beautiful sukkah, it's a little bit precious rabbitic. Anybody could come in. But okay, it's inside, just give up. If you're not home, what's it to be afraid of? And Mishuma, it did not make it. Here in this part of the world, sleeping in a sukkah, you know the Goyen, again, speaking about the Goyen, do you know that he was in jail for sukkahs? Because of the Malshinus, there was some kind of Malshinus against him, and he was in jail for 3 days in sukkahs. And he invested unhuman efforts to make sure he doesn't fall asleep. For 3 days. He was going back and forth in the cell to make sure they shouldn't fall asleep even for half a minute without being in a sukkah. The guy who lived in Vilna, which was a lot colder than in London. And Mishuma, whatever, I don't know what the reason is. I'm sure the dad will tell me afterwards. How come here it didn't make it? It didn't make it. So again, if it's not really cold, no. If it's raining, no. But I can tell you the last 3 nights, it rained once at 2 o'clock. What's that? Okay. And then afterwards it didn't stop. What is the reason that here in England it didn't make it? It became like hutra. There's not even half a minute to sleep in a sukkah. That has to be explained. And maybe David will talk about this issue as well. Is there what's the heter here? Mamish not going to the mitzvah. Maybe I'm exaggerating. It could be people do, and if it is, so I'm making a mistake. But my gosh machitzoni is that it's for the birds. That's my worship chitzoni. I don't know what the heter is. Anyway, we said, shall be zeicha to have a sukkah tiel itself. And it's a pleasure now to have David Ullman, one of our best talmidim ever, that went through the base. I'm serious. They come now speak about Milsad Chag. It's nachas to see it. Call to what we say. Good client. Call to.